It was an escapade, all right. A circus? A disservice to the American people? D, all of the above. Folks, if you're wondering what the heck I'm talking about, that was the Pete Hegseth Secretary of Defense confirmation hearing, where one senator thought it a wise way to expend the time of the American people to serve his constituents, to ask this man who will lead 3 million Americans that are in the armed services and control a nearly $1 trillion budget, thought it appropriate to ask him, how many push-ups can you do? Yes, that was the first question at the top of my mind for a guy that was accused of raping a woman, has been accused of his colleagues of having an alcoholism problem, whose mother called him a bad man. Let's go back to the hearing. Next up for the Democratic side was Senator Richard Blumenthal. And there was this back and forth about how many people are in each branch. I thought this was pretty interesting. Take a listen.
Let me ask you, how many men and women now serve in the United States Army? What is sense strength?
Senator, I would like an opportunity to respond to
the impugning of my leadership of a veterans organization.
Concerned Veterans for America, you're on the VA committee, sir, and I appreciate your service there. The VA Accountability Act and the Mission Act were all brainchilds of Concerned Veterans for America. We used our donor money very intentionally and focused to create policy that bettered the lives of veterans.
Mr. Hegseth, I'm asking you a very simple question. How many men and women currently serve in the United States Army?
Senator, the United States Army, 450,000 on active duty, sir.
And how many in the Navy?
And the Navy is 425, sir.
Well, it's 337 this year. How many in the Marine Corps?
175,000, sir.
172,300. Those numbers dwarf any experience you had by many multiples. I don't believe that you can tell this committee or the people of America that you are qualified to lead them. I would support you as the spokesperson for the Pentagon. I don't dispute your communication skills, but I believe that we are entitled to the facts here. I've asked for more documents.
So what Richard Blumenthal is referring to is the fact that Pete Hegseth ran not only one, but two veterans organizations into financial ruin. It got so bad that the second organization, I believe, shut the entire thing down and had that organization absorbed into a different veterans group with which Pete had no more involvement. So if you can't run two veterans advocacy groups with very small budgets and not even 1,000 employees, you're going to be able to manage 3 million and nearly $1 trillion. Now, one of the spiciest exchanges was between Senator Hirono and Pete Hegseth. Cardi, we're just going to roll a bunch of these. Let's see how many we can pop in before we have to take care of some business. Let's just start, and I'll let you decide how many we get in, my friend. Let's just take a listen, everybody.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement relating to this kind of conduct?
Senator, I was falsely accused in October of 2017. It was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared.
I don't think completely cleared is accurate, but the fact is that your own lawyer said that you entered into an NDA and paid a person who accused you of raping her a sum of money to make sure that she did not file a complaint. Do you know that being drunk at work is prohibited for service members under the UCMJ?
Senator, those
yes
are
or no?
Multiple false anonymous reports peddled by NBC News.
Do you know that
run directly contradictory to the dozens of men and women at Fox News Channel who I work with who came on the record and said
in your opening statement, Mr. Hegseth, you commit to holding leaders accountable at all levels. That includes you, of course. And frankly, as Secretary, you will be on the job 24/7. You recently promised some of my Republican colleagues that you stopped drinking and won't drink if confirmed, correct?
Absolutely.
You resign as Secretary of Defense if you drink on the job, which is a 24/7 position.
I've made this commitment on behalf of
will
the
you
men
resign
and women I'm
as Secretary of Defense?
I've made
if
this
you
commitment on behalf
the
of the men and women I'm serving.
I'm not
because
hearing,
it's the most important deployment
I'm not
of
hearing
my
an
life.
Answer to my question, so I'm going to move on. As Secretary of Defense, you will swear an oath to the Constitution and not an oath to any man, woman, or president, correct?
Senator, on multiple occasions, including as a young second lieutenant, I have sworn an oath to the Constitution
answer is yes.
And I'm proud to do so. Yes, ma'am.
2020, then President Trump directed former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper to shoot protesters in the legs in downtown D.C., an order Secretary Esper refused to comply with. Would you carry out such an order from President Trump?
Senator, I was in the Washington, D.C. National Guard unit that was in Lafayette Square during those
would
events.
Would you carry out an order to shoot protesters in the legs?
I saw 50 Secret Service agents get injured
Secretary
by
Esper.
Riders trying to jump over the fence,
again,
set a church on fire, and destroy
you know what?
A statue.
That sounds to me that you will comply with such an order. You will shoot protesters in the leg. Moving on.
Except if it's January 6th and they're breaking through those barriers. Can't make it up. We will continue with sound from Pete Hegseth's circus-like complete escapade of a confirmation hearing today, a disservice to every single American and every single active and retired member of the U.S. military. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation about Mr. Hegseth, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment.